The Strange Animal. This is the story of a boy who lived in a faraway village in Zimbabwe, in Africa. There were many people to tell this boy what to do. There was his mother and his father, his grandfather, and his older brother. And there was also an aunt who was always saying, "Do this, do that." Every day, this aunt would shout at him and make such a great noise that the ground shook, and even the birds were frightened away. The boy asked his father to tell her to stop the shouting. But the boy's father explained, "She has nothing to do but shout at you. It keeps her happy." So in spite of all his aunt's shouting and ordering about, the boy always obeyed her, as his father said he must. The boy did not like his aunt. Sometimes he wished that he could give her some medicine to make her quiet. "When I'm bigger," he thought, "I'll come and shout in her ear." It was good to think about this. One day, the aunt told the boy to take a basket and go and pick fruit in the mountain beyond the forest. The boy did not want to go there because near this place there were caves, and the boy had heard that a strange animal lived in these caves. One of his friends had even seen this strange animal and told him how it moved, how it smelt, how it looked, and had warned people to not go near that place. But the aunt insisted on sending the boy to pick fruit, and so he went, taking his small drum and the basket. His heart was a cold stone of fear inside him as he set off and made his way through the forest and up the mountain. At last he found the trees, which were laden with fruit. He put down the basket and his drum and had just reached up to begin to pick the fruit when he heard the sound of something in the bush beside him. He stopped and stood very still. Out of the bush came the strange animal. It was just as his friend had described it, and the boy was very frightened. Quickly he took out his drum and began to beat it. The strange animal stopped, looked at the boy in surprise, and then it began to dance. Well, all day long the boy played that drum, keeping the strange animal dancing. As long as he played the drum, he knew the strange animal would not harm him. At last, when night came, the strange animal stopped dancing and disappeared back into the bush. The boy knew that it had gone back to his cave, and so he was able to walk home safely. When he reached home, though, his aunt had prepared her shouting. "Where's the fruit?" she shouted, thinking that the boy had eaten it. She then began to beat him until the boy was able to run away and hide from her. The next day, the boy told his father of the real reason why he had been unable to bring back fruit. He explained that there had been a strange animal there and that he had had to play his drum to keep the animal dancing. The father listened and told the story to the aunt, who scoffed at the boy. "There are no strange animals in that place. You must be making all this up." But the father believed the boy and said that the next day they would go to the fruit place with him. Well, the aunt thought this was a waste of time, but she was not going to miss any chance of shouting, and so she came too. When they reached the trees with their baskets, there was no strange animal. Calling the boy to give her the drum, the aunt hung it up on a branch of a tree in a place where he could not easily reach it. "You must pick fruit," she shouted to the boy. "You must not play a drum in idleness." And then the aunt began to pick fruit from the tree and stuff it in her mouth. The boy obeyed his aunt, but all the time he was listening for any sounds to come from the bush. He knew that sooner or later the strange animal would appear, and then they would all be in danger. At last, when the strange animal did come, it went straight up to the boy's father and mother and quickly ate them up. Then the aunt tried to run away, but the strange animal ran after her and ate her too. While this was happening, the boy had time to reach up for his drum from the branch of the fruit tree. Quickly he began to play this drum, which had made the strange animal stop looking for people to eat and begin to dance. As the boy played the drum faster and faster, the strange animal danced more quickly. Eventually, the boy played so fast that the strange animal had to spit out the father, spit out the mother. The boy was very pleased with this and began to play more slowly. At this, the strange animal's dancing became slower. "No, no, no, you must play your drum fast again," the boy's father said. "Then the strange animal will have to spit out your aunt." "Do I have to?" the boy asked. "Yes," the boy's father said sternly. "You must." Reluctantly, the boy began to play the drum faster again, and the strange animal began to dance more quickly. After a few minutes, it was dancing so quickly that it had to spit out the aunt. And then darkness came. The strange animal went back to its cave. The aunt was very quiet during the journey home. The next day she was quiet as well, and in fact she never shouted at the boy again. And the boy was very happy, for at last his wish was fulfilled.